The congregation had all left. You're still singing the Christmas carols in your mind from the Christmas Eve service. The vicar asks if you are staying for the special midnight mass. You stay around for a while, staying in the same seat that you'd been sitting on for the last hour. When the church starts to fill up again, but this time, the congregation weren't alive. Originally founded as a Cistercian abbey by King John in 1204, Bewley Abbey Church became the parish church of Bewley after the dissolution of the monasteries. Many monks and other spirits are known to haunt Bewley Abbey, but the strangest haunting would happen on Christmas Eve. Reverend Robert Poles, the last vicar of Bewley, served between 1886 until 1939. He claimed that he was in contact with ghosts that haunt the church on a daily basis, and said that he often communicated with them. He would speak very openly to his parishioners about them. In one comment, he said, "Brother Simon was here again last night. I heard his boots squeak." During his last few years as vicar in the 1930s, he would organise a special midnight mass for the ghosts on Christmas Eve each year. Elizabeth Varley, the sister of the owner of Bewley Abbey, Edward Montague, knew Reverend Poles very well and said, "He always appeared perfectly sane and seemed to be on good terms with the ghosts, who he saw and spoke to regularly." I've covered Bewley Abbey before in much more detail in a previous episode if you'd like to hear more. Not really a Christmas ghost story, but the story was released in December 1860. Built in the early part of the 18th century, Madeira Hall in Bonchurch on the Isle of Wight was occupied by Miss Margaret Catherine Dick, the inspiration for the Charles Dickens character, Miss Havisham, from his serial novel Great Expectations. Charles Dickens visited the village of Bonchurch often and was friends with Miss Dick's brother, Charles Dick. When he visited the village in November 1860, he was told that Miss Dick had planned to get married but was jilted at the altar. After this ordeal, she shut herself away in a room upstairs in the house, which had a trapdoor for the maid that she employed to cook and clean for her. She would pass her meals through the trapdoor. She paid the maid by leaving cash on the dirty plates that were passed back down. The only time Miss Dick ever left the house was when she would walk around the village in the early hours of the morning. She died in 1878, aged 52. When Charles Dickens released Great Expectations, which was released in three sections, the second part was released in December 1860, only a month after he was inspired by the story of Miss Dick. People visiting Madeira Hall have reported seeing a ghost of a woman in the kitchen, bedrooms, and corridors. They've described her as dressed in a blouse and a long flowing skirt, with her silver hair tied in a bun. The exact description of Miss Dick. Thank you for listening to Ghost Tales by the Fireside, and I hope everyone has a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. You can find more information about the episodes on ghosttales.co.uk. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram, both at Ghost Tales Podcast. All writing, research, music, production, and sound effects are my own work.